Hello. Wow. Believe it or not, there's an angel right where you are. Right where you are, there's an angel. Now, I say that because I read in Psalm 91:11, He will give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. I believe that we all have personal angels. But I want to share with you a story, and I want to call it a parable. It's a true story. It has to do with the famous painting in the Sistine Madonna. It seems that the background of the picture is formed of clouds, and for many years this masterpiece hung in its gallery uncleaned until it was really messed up with a lot of dirt, and the background of clouds had all the appearance of storm clouds. You know, they were dark, full of threatening, but then one day this picture was professionally cleaned, and the cleaning led to a discovery. The background, it was found, was composed not of atmospheric clouds, as many supposed at all, but a multitude of angel faces massed together. Now, for years, my friend, because of their imperfect vision, men had misconceived the nature of the background. Are you with me? Sometimes we might imagine that there are storm clouds over us and hanging pretty low at that. And we feel, we feel threatened by the happenings of our life. So here's where we need a clearer vision of what is actually happening to us. To recognize an angel face. Now, you've heard the statement, the frowning providence, whereas just behind there is a smiling face. Well, what would be a place of confidence is in our mind right now when we have confidence over a place of fear. So I would say take the faith cleaning cloth and wipe away all the grim of sin and disbelief and what have you, and actually see the presence and providence of Almighty God, and it will make a difference in your outlook because God is leading you through perhaps a very difficult situation. And He sees over the fence, and I'm so grateful about that. A prayer for you would be, I thank You, Lord, that You are with this one right now at this precise moment, right where they're calling from. And I pray that that fact encourage, bless, and be what's needed for this one to see beyond what is around them and to see what is, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, it was good of you to call, my friend. Why not share the dollar devotion with a friend? In the meantime, God bless you for calling. Goodbye.